This is Ozarks at Large. The focus of Arkansas politics has shifted, at least for the moment, to Washington.
Governor Mike Beebe is hopeful officials in D.C. can arrive at an agreement on tax increases and federal spending cuts to avoid the fiscal cliff. The governor was back in Little Rock yesterday after meeting with President Obama, alongside other governors at the White House this week. The governor says everyone needs to share and sacrifice.
I think they're going to have a little bit of compromise of both plans. I think, the big thing is, I think they're already there from the standpoint of a realization now that you can't do it all with cuts and you can't do it all with increased taxes, that you got to have some combination. I think the Republicans acknowledge that. I think the Democrats acknowledge that. I think the Congress acknowledges it and the White House acknowledges it.
Given that sentiment, the governor says it should be easy for members of both parties to address the issues of taxes and spending before the December 31st deadline.
Fiscal cliff is not where we want to go. And so the message to both the White House and the Congress was compromise, get together. Everybody's got to give a little bit, and let's get this thing worked out. Let's don't default.
The 90-minute meeting at the White House this week included five other governors of both parties, offering states' perspectives on negotiations.
Meanwhile, both of Arkansas's senators think they'll be in Washington until at least Christmas Eve to work on avoiding the fiscal cliff. Though some members of the House are expected to leave town next week, Senator Pryor says leaders of both parties in the Senate want colleagues to work on debt stabilization and debt reduction until the last possible moment before the holiday break.
The debt ceiling will be folded in to some end-of-the-year agreement, which will, I'm sure, include raising the debt ceiling at least for several months. I'm not quite sure how long. I mean, my guess is that we'll probably do one extension that will get us through at least a big part of next year.
Senator Bozeman says he thinks an agreement will be reached at some point and says he's confident the taxes on the middle class will not go up.
Everyone is committed to working in such a way that we reach agreement. And this is such a detrimental thing to the economy, the uncertainty of not knowing what your taxes are going to be in the future, you know, our businesses not being able to plan. And so, again, you know, the good news is I think despite, you know, what we read and things is that people really are working in good faith.
Both senators, by the way, are also working for passage of legislation that would call for a comprehensive energy review every 4 years. Senator Bozeman says that legislation is creating policy that would stimulate economic growth.
We have the ability now to use American-created energy and really could be energy independent. In 10 years. You can imagine if we quit sending hundreds of billions of dollars overseas, the effect that that would have on our economy, the number of jobs that would be created in the energy field.
Pryor says the review would also save taxpayers' dollars and lead to energy savings.